I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lawmakers in Banda Aceh, Indonesia voted unanimously that adulterers can be sentenced to death by stoning. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says it appears to be a last-ditch effort by an outgoing government to get Sharia law into the region. Esterbrook says he's concerned, especially for Muslims who give their hearts to Christ.
When people leave Islam, they become those worthy of death, and Sharia actually prescribes death for them. If you accept one area of Sharia law, then there's no reason for them not to accept another.
Meanwhile, two Christians in Iran urgently need you to pray. Todd Nuttleton with Voice of the Martyr says,
the goal of the justice system there, using the term justice very loosely, is to pressure them and force them and make them so miserable that they will deny their faith in Christ and return to Islam.
In March, believers Miriam and Marzia were incarcerated at one of Iran's worst prisons. They're suffering physically, but refuse to renounce their faith. Ask God for miraculous healing for these brave women.
We're also calling on people to send them letters of encouragement as well as letters to the Iranian government asking that they be released.
And what do 7,000 gumballs and Bible translation have in common? You'll find that answer in the lobby of Wycliffe Bible Translators, where a large case sits holding them. Each one represents the number of people praying for those who don't have a Bible in their own language. When someone signs up to pray for a Bible-less people group, another gumball gets dropped in. The prayer team wants to add more since there are still over 2,000 languages still needing scripture. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.